This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. For those of us in the Midwest and Eastern states, Punxsutawney Phil's Groundhog Day forecast comes as no surprise, with the famous groundhog calling for six more weeks of winter. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Punxsutawney Phil's Groundhog Day forecast is calling for six more weeks of winter.
That is probably not what a lot of folks in the Midwest or the East want to hear. We are in the midst of a brutal cold outbreak across eastern United States.
That is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says that Phil's forecast lines up with the National Weather Service's long-range projections.
Below normal temperatures to be likely through the remainder of February in parts of the country, notably the Midwest and the Northeast. That extends into the Mid-Atlantic as well.
Midwesterners may be used to the freezing temperatures and snow and ice, but the South is also dealing with extreme winter weather right now, and it's making life difficult for those unaccustomed to it.
We're looking at the Florida situation. That bitter cold air has been, for about more than a week now, has been pretty well locked in across the eastern half of the country. And we're still dealing with the after effects of a major ice storm in the Mid-South. A lot of folks still trying to chisel out from the snow and ice accumulations. But from an agricultural and economic perspective, one of the things we'll be looking at moving forward from here are these cold weather outbreaks that have been reaching all the way into Florida. The latest one peaking on February 1st and 2nd, accompanied by gusty winds, pushing sub-freezing temperatures all the way into South Florida. And while we don't have any assessment on that yet, we are going to be keeping a very close eye on citrus, strawberries, winter vegetables, and sugarcane, some of the key production that comes out of Florida.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.